This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're pleased to spend some time in Orlando now with Philly insider Keith Pompey, who covers the team for The Inquirer and is, again, getting ready for that matchup against the Magic on Wednesday night. Keith, thanks so much for a couple of minutes. What kind of reaction have you seen and heard from the team and the coaching staff about Jimmy Butler's trade to Philadelphia?
You know, initially it was shock. I mean, a lot of guys, they didn't expect it to happen. I mean, they thought that he would probably end up at Miami or, you know, another team. And then, you know, the guys had a meeting on Saturday where they walked in and Brett Brown informed them that, you know, we're trading three players, and we're bringing in Jimmy Butler. And, like, a lot of guys were shocked. As the days went along, then all of a sudden, you know, you start seeing guys saying more so how it's going to work out well for them, how they're, you know, excited about playing with them. So it changed, you know, but you could tell that, you know, some guys are, I'm not saying they're not uneasy at all, but what they are is they're just they're really intrigued on how this whole thing is going to work out.
From your perspective as someone who covers the team, Keith, why do you think the Sixers made this move?
Well, the 76ers, they always said they wanted the third star to go to play alongside Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. And they struck out last year in free agency. And they thought that the best bet for them to get a star would be to acquire one in a trade. You know, that way that will allow them to offer that person more money than anyone else next year. So, you know, and then also the hope is kind of like what happened with Paul George. He goes to OKC, mm-hmm. He falls in love with the city, and then next thing you know, he re-signs there. So this is the reason why the 76ers went after Jimmy Butler.
There is no disputing, regardless of what people think of Jimmy Butler, there's no disputing that he's a very strong personality, all right? You know, whatever your perspective, maybe as a fan or someone who covers basketball, he has a strong personality. That is a fact. How will that strong personality mesh with the other personalities in Philadelphia?
You know, that's kind of like still be determined. But at the same time, I do think that the one thing is, you know, Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, whenever they lose games, I mean, these guys are like, you know, upset, they're beat up. I mean, yes, they are stars, but they're not the type of guys who basically take the glory out of just being the stars. Like, when they lose, it really hurts. Mm. And then you also have some other young guys who, you know, you look at this roster and as of the stars that we're talking about, Ben Simmons and Embiid, you know, 21 and 24. So when you bring in a Jimmy Butler, yes, you know, he may have had, some things, rumors and stuff said about him at his other stops or reported about him at his other stops. But at the same time, I think that he could be the leader that this team is looking for. So I don't think that it's going to be as bad as people expect. Now, at the same time, you know, everything is true. He will be a strong personality. But I think that it will work out here in Philadelphia.
Keith Pompey is with the 76ers in Orlando as they get set to play the Magic on Wednesday night. He covers the team for the Philadelphia Inquirer. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. What were your impressions of Butler and his introductory press conference?
I mean, I thought he did a good job. I mean, you know, they asked him a lot of things. He was candid. He was up front. You know, the main thing is, you know, everyone said that, hey, how do you think you'll get how do you think you'll fit in well with this team? I mean, you're a ball dominant player. He said, well, you know, yes, I was a ball dominant player in Minnesota, but that's what I was asked to do. You know, he thinks that, you know, he, Ben Simmons, and Joel Embiid will get along. He also addressed Markelle Fultz's situation. So it just seemed like he was, you know, he was just real. He seemed like he was relaxed, and he showed a lot of his personality.
I thought it was interesting to hear what Coach had to say about Butler as someone who mirrors the spirit of Philadelphia. You're with the team all the time. What does that mean to you?
Well, when he says that, he's talking about being tough. You know, and Brett always, like, you know, Philly is known to be a blue-collar city,
mm-hmm.
You know, and people wear their hearts on their sleeves. And, you know, Jimmy Butler, you know, prides himself on being a blue-collar guy who wears his heart on his sleeve. And that's what Brett Brown was, you know, talking about.
I also thought it was interesting to hear that the team had done its homework, meaning they'd spoken to former teammates and coaches and executives and team staffers about Butler before they made the trade. And then Joel Embiid is talking about how, you know, this is the process. This is how we do things. Are the Philadelphia 76ers going to change anything for Butler? Or are they going to stick to what they're doing now?
That's a great question. I think that, you know, they're going to I think it's going to be a little bit of both, and I know that might sound crazy, but they're going to try to continue to do certain things, but they also realize that they have to tweak some things. You know, for instance, you know, Jimmy Butler is a great isolation player. He's a great player in regards to playing a pick and roll. The problem with the 76ers is, you know, those were two of their weaknesses. So they did a lot of things on trying to have great ball movement. Now, all that stuff works out well for like 44 of the 48 minutes in the game. And now they finally have someone who, when they need to do isolation, when they need to run the pick and roll a lot late in the game, they feel as right now we have a person that will help us. So I think that's what it is. He's going to help them, you know, more so closing out games. But other than that, they're still going to try to have a balanced attack. I mean, they're still going to try to keep everyone happy.
It is possible if everyone's willing to leave their own individual goals and egos aside. It's just not always a likely scenario in a professional locker room, but certainly can happen. Keith Pompey covers the Sixers for the Philadelphia Inquirer and the Philadelphia Daily News with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. So the Sixers are off to a 9-6 start as they head into this game with Orlando. How much do you feel like the young guys, because you mentioned the young guys, how much do you feel like they've grown from last season and that exit in the playoffs against the Celtics through the offseason to this early part of the schedule?
Well, the one guy I would talk about first is Joel Embiid. I mean, Joel Embiid is having like an all-star type of, not all-star, like an MVP type of start.
Mm.
I mean, he had double-doubles in all but one game. I mean, he scored at least 31 points in maybe five or six games. I mean, he's just been unstoppable on the block. You know, Ben Simmons, he's worked on some things. I think that Ben just needs to show that he's an improved jump shooter. It just seems like he's reluctant to display his skills and display the things that he worked on this summer. And until he does that, I think that, you know, people aren't going to say that he developed or took a huge leap. But I do know that he has worked on it. It's just a matter of him doing it.
Sure.
Unfortunately for Markelle Fultz, you know, he's still struggling shooting the ball. I mean, this past game, you know, it looked like he had the yips. So, you know, I guess he's regressing a little bit. But when you want to think about it, you know, Ben Simmons just needs to show what he worked on, Joel Embiid is having an MVP type season, and this Markel, you know, he just needs to, you know, I guess work a little bit harder.
Is the team going to have patience with Markel until he figures it out?
You know, I think they have, and you know, in the past, if you look at it, you know, Markel is the guy. Despite his struggles, they started him, you know, in the first 14 games of the season. You know, with Jimmy Butler coming, I mean, when you get Jimmy Butler, you're saying, like, hey, the time is now, so to speak. So I still think that Markel will play. I just don't think that he may not see as many minutes as he has before, you know. So the thing is, it's like right now they're going to have three superstars. You know, Markel might just have to get in where he fits in, so to speak.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.